大家继续也为我们是不是要9月份或者其他的时候聚在一起，星期天来祷告。
Please continue to pray for us so that we can know if we're going to be physically gathering in September or in the coming days.
我们是开放的心，我们保持一个开放的态度。
So our attitude is to be open-minded.
那学校呢？他告诉我，就说他们也在等校局的统一的这个规划，因为校局也不太清楚现在疫情的发展怎么样。
Surrey Christian School is also waiting on the decision from the school board. The school board is still need to hear the instruction from the health unit.
当然，如果拒的话呢，他也是让我要写一份叫做这个计划，就是说，传染病期间聚集的一个计划，就是说怎么样来防备这个疫情的扩散啊、消毒啊、口罩这些东西。那我也说，我也愿意根据他们的要求写。
If we are going to meet, we are required to have a proposal in regards to how to prevent the virus from spreading, like how many people are gathering and mask and how do you sanitize the place. So I'm willing to comply.
最主要的是弟兄姐妹继续来祷告啊！祷告，我们如果神要我们聚集的话，我们心里就有平安。
So, what we wanted to do is to pray so that if God wants us to be physically gathered together, then we will have the peace from Him.
那也不排除，就是说将来神带领我们可能以别的形式来聚会，也不排除，所以我们的心要是完全敞开。
And we also are open minded so that God may lead us in different kind of worship.
那事实上，如果我们只要跟随圣灵的带领，跟随主的带领呢，一定会，他就会要做大事。
So as long as we follow the direction from the Holy Spirit, He is going to work for us.
所以请大家继续的来祷告，让神来显明这个事情。
So please continue to pray so that God can reveal it to us.
那不管现在我们星期天是不是实地的聚在一起，小组是不是实地的聚在一起，我们明天都心理上要有这样的准备，就是明天都要来，敬拜主，要来活出他的这个荣耀，也来传福音。
So, whether we are meeting physically or over the Zoom, we have to always be prepared on a daily basis that we are here to worship of God and to serve Him.
那不需要一直来等待疫情过去，我们才做要做的事情，而是我们要来等候主，要他来做他要做的事情。
So we do not work by waiting for the pandemic to be over. So we are always waiting on the Lord in doing what He's calling us to do.
所以就是我们不要一直保这个等待疫情过去的一个态度，因为。疫情不知道什么时候过去，可能永远也不会过
So
去。
please.
那我们还要继续要来做我们当做的事情。
So please do not have thinking about how you're going to work after the pandemic is over. So we do not know how long it's gonna last, and it's probably gonna stay with us all this time. So we need to just do things according to what God want us to do right now.
那所以我们的心呢是就是跟随我们的神，常常的在他的爱里，在他的同在里。
So our heart is to follow our God and always in His love.
如果神给你信心，在下面跟谁聚集，你就可以大胆的来聚集。
God moves you to be gathering with some people, then take so have a peace do it in peace.
所以神会来保守，
And God is going to protect us.
那 我也知道，就是现在有好多的弟兄姐妹也在不同的场合都在聚集。
So I know our brothers and sisters are meeting in different settings physically.
我自己也常常的出去吃饭啊，跟人吃饭啊，跟人那个，就说你知道哪个时候是有平安，哪个时候没平安，跟随主。
So including myself, I've been going out to eat with my friends, so I know what kind of settings I have a peace of mind in me so that I go in peace.
最近我也知道一些牧者，因为在其他的国家有需求，有呼声，他们就坐飞机去那边去服侍了，去非洲去服侍了。
And also, I knew some pastors because they are being asked by other nations, people from Africa. They were crying out for help, so they just took the plane and went over there to serve.
所以神只要按照踩在神的脚步上面的话，神必保守。
So as long as you are stepping on the footstep of our God, you will be walk in peace.
所以我们现在的心态呢，在疫情期间就是，我们更加要来亲近主，更加要来做主公。
So, during this pandemic, our heart should be more rely on God and work for God.
事实上，最近我也听到一些报道，在这个疫情期间呢，每一个教会都有更多的人信主。
And I heard report recently that during this pandemic, more people came to the Lord.
所以就说神在做他的事情，我们要跟上神的脚步。
So, God is working, so we have to follow his footsteps.
所以我们想也常常为这个事情来祷告。我们现在就做一个祷告。
So we will pray right now.
The Lord, we thank you. 主啊，我们谢谢你，谢谢你知道你在带领。
Lord, we thank you because we know that you are directing us.
不管是在疫情期间还是没有疫情，你都是主。
So whether we are here now with the disease or without disease, but you are always here with us.
主啊，我们也相信主啊，是的，主，我们是新造的一个族类，这些疫情瘟疫，它不能威胁我们。
We know that we are the new creation and the disease will not harm us.
主啊，是的，主，我们再次的把我们自己，把教会都交在你的手上，你亲自来引领。
Once again, we give ourselves and our church before you. Lord, please lead us.
每一个人都要在这期间来经历你大大的同在，经历你自己的真实。
Each one of us will experience your miraculous power and walk with you personally during this time.
在这个期间，我们也把福音继续的带给在黑暗死荫里面的人。
During this time, we'll also bring the good news to the dark corners.
主啊，是的，主，教会星期天是不是要聚在一起？什么时候？主啊，你亲自来带领，亲自来响应。
Please reveal to us whether we will continue to meet in person or over the Zoom.
奉主耶稣的名。
In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
Amen。那今天我们要讲一个信息呢，是一个非常基本的信息。
So today our message is a very basic principle.
基本的信息就是小学一年级的第一课。
So basic principle is like grade one, curriculums.
所以今天呢，但是希望你是大学4年级的学生呢，也还是要我们一起来学习。
So even if you are in the senior years in your college, we're hoping you're still going to learn it with us.
有时候因为信仰的东西呢，有时候我们经历时间太长的时候，有时候我们忘记我们最初的最简单的东西。
So during our journey, so sometimes we forget in the beginning, the basic things that in our faith.
在信仰上，尤其是这样，好多时候呢，我们经历很多的事情之后呢，最后我们把信仰最基本的东西忘记了，我们的生命变得非常的复杂。 有时候反而不能经历神的能力。
A lot of times when you forget, when you experience a lot of stuff and then you forget the basic principles in your faith, your life becomes so complicated and you cannot come closer to the word.
所以，耶稣基督讲呢，我们要回转向一个小孩子的样式，这样才能进天国。
That's why Jesus said we have to become like little children so that we can enter into the kingdom.
所以，今天我们再次要回转向一个小孩子。
So today, once again, we will return as a child, as a children.
那我们翻开这个《使徒行传》第十章。
So let's turn to Book of Acts, chapter 10.
我会用中文来读整章。如果你读英文的话呢，你就跟我一起来读一整章。
So, Pastor Bing is going to read the Book of Acts, chapter 10, the whole chapter in Chinese. So if you read in English, you can read it on your own.
好，我们一起来读。在该撒利亚有一个人名叫哥尼流，是意大利营的百夫长，他是个虔诚人。他和全家都敬畏神，多多周济百姓，常常祷告神。有一天，月在深处，他在异象中明明看见神的一个使者进去，对他说：“格里流。”格里流定睛看他，惊怕说：“主啊，什么事呢？”先生说：“你的祷告和你的周济打到神面前，已蒙纪念了。现在你当打发人往约帕去，请那称呼彼得的西门来，他住在海边一个俏皮间西蒙的家里，房子在海边上。向他说话的天使去后，哥尼流叫了两个家人和常伺候他的一个虔诚兵来，把这事都述说给他们听，就打发他们往约帕去。第二天，他们行路将近那城，彼得约在午正上房顶去祷告，觉得饿了，先要吃。那家的人正预备饭的时候，彼得轰游向外。看见天开了，有一物降下，好像一块大布，系着四角，垂在地上，里面有地上各样四足的走兽和昆虫，并天上的飞鸟。又有声音向他说：“彼得，起来宰了吃。”彼得却说：“主啊，这是不可的，放俗物和不洁净的物，我从来没有吃过。”第二次又有声音向他说：“神所洁净的，你不可当作俗物。”这样一连三次，那物随即收回天上去了。彼得心里正在猜疑之间，不知所看见的异象是什么意思。哥尼流所差来的人已经访问到西蒙的家，站在门外，喊着说：“有称呼彼得的西蒙，住在这里没有？”彼得很思想那异象的时候，圣灵向他说：“有三个人来找你，起来下去，和他们同往，不要疑惑，因为是我差他们来的。”于是彼得下去见那些人，说：“我就是你们所找的人。”你们来是为什么缘故呢？他们说，百夫长哥尼流是个义人，敬畏神，被犹太同伙所称赞。他们因为圣天使指示，叫他请你到他家里去听你的话。彼得就请他们进去住了一宿。次日起，神和他们同去，还有约帕的几个弟兄同着他去。又次日，他们进入该撒利亚。哥尼流已经请了他的亲属密友等候他们。彼得一进去，哥尼流就迎接他，夫妇在他脚前拜他。彼得却，拉他说：“你起来，我也是人。”彼得和他说着话进去，见有好些人在那里聚集，就对他们说：“你们知道犹太人和别国的人亲近来往，本是不合理的。当神已经指示我，无论什么人都不可看作俗而不洁净的，所以我被请的时候就不推辞而来。现在请问，你们叫我来有什么意思呢？”哥尼流说：“前四天这个时候，我在家中守着牲畜的祷告，忽然有一个人穿着光明的衣裳站在我面前，说：‘哥尼流，你的祷告一蒙垂听，你的周济打到神面前一蒙纪念了。你当打发人往约帕去，请那称呼彼得的西蒙来，他住在海边一个俏皮间西蒙的家里。所以我立时打发人去你，请你，你来了很好。现在我们都在神面前，要听主所吩咐你的一切话。” 彼得就开口说：“我真看出生死不偏待人，原来各国中那敬畏主心意的人都为主所悦纳。神借着耶稣基督，他是万有的主，创和平的福音，将这道赐给以色列人。这话在约翰宣传洗礼以后，从加利利起传遍了犹太。神怎样以圣灵和能力高拿撒勒人耶稣，这都是你们所知道的。”他周流四方，行善事，也好防备魔鬼压制的人，因为神与他同在。他在犹太人之地，并耶路撒冷所行的一切事，由我们做见证。他们竟把他挂在木头上杀了。第三日，神叫他复活，显现出来，不是显现给众人看，而是显现给神预先所拣选、为他做见证的人看，就是我们这些在他从死里复活以后。和他同吃同喝的人，他吩咐我们传道给众人，证明他是神所立定的，要做审判活人死人的主。众先知也为他做见证，说凡信他的人，必因他的名得蒙赦罪。彼得喊说话的时候，圣灵降在一切听到的人身上，那些奉割礼和彼得通来的信徒，将圣灵的恩赐也浇在外邦人身上。就都稀奇，并听见他们说方言，称赞神伟大。于是彼得说：“这些人既受了圣灵，与我们一样，谁能禁止用水给他们施洗呢？”就吩咐奉耶稣基督的名给他们施洗。他们又请彼得住了几天。好，我们读完，读到这里。
We have finished the chapter 10.
那这是一个非常精彩的一个故事。
So it's a very exciting story.
那好多人可能没有经历过这些，看到异象啊，听到神说话的，但是呢，很多人在我们中间也经历到。
So some of us have not experienced as in a trance or saw a vision, but some of us did.
那圣经上所写的一切呢，都是给。神的儿女的这些事情都可能发生，也会发生。
So, the Bible is for his children, and these things, is happening and can be happening.
那这在于人，也在于神。
So it depends on the people and also depend on God.
啊，刚才我在敬拜的时候，我看着窗外那个松树、柏树、橡树下面呢，有人盖的漂亮的房子。房子的旁边呢，种着这个玫瑰花，我就很有感想。
So, during the worship, I saw the trees outside, like all the different kind of trees, and the houses and the roses planted by the house.
这个松树，我想这个色瑞的这个松树啊，其实是，不是人种的，很大的，是原始森林里面。建房子的时候，把周围的开采掉，把留下几棵，这个是生种的。
So when I see the trees, so it is a big cedar tree. So it was probably a forest, but some of the trees were removed so that people can build houses. But these trees are planted by God.
现在就在我的眼前，那个房子呢，是人盖的。
So it's right in front of me. The houses are built by man.
那房子前面的玫瑰花呢，是神造的，但是人可以有权利把它移来移去，种在他要种的地方。
So the roses that were planted is created by God, but it also be planted by man. So man can have the freedom to choose to, transplant to different places.
所以你看到这个就和谐的世界呢，它又完全是神造的，那神也给人呢有创造的能力，造这么美的房子。在这个和谐的一个环境里面，
So in this harmony that we see that God has created all these things, and God also give man the freedom to use our creativity to build houses, to plant flowers.
所以我们的信仰，我们的生活呢，有神的一部分，有人的一部分。
That's why also in our faith, there is a human factor, and also there is a God factor in our faith.
所以今天在圣经里面，《使徒行传》第10章讲的东西呢，有神的一部分，有我们自己的一部分。
That's why in Book of Acts, chapter 10, there are factors from God and also factors from man.
这里讲到一个人叫做格里流。
So here is a man called Cornelius.
你这时候你可以把自己想象，你就是格里流。
Just imagine that you are this person.
那你要做一些事情。
So you are here to do something.
那这个格里流呢，他不是犹太人，他是意大利人，意大利的一个军官，百夫长，就是他是帮长啊，下面带着100个人，排长。
So this man Cornelius, he is not a Jew. He's a Italian. So he is a centurions in the Italian regiments, meaning that he's leading over 100 men.
但是呢，他圣经说他是一个虔诚人，他呢亲近犹太人的神，就是这个创造天地的主，而且呢周济犹太人。这里讲的百姓指的是犹太人。圣经里面旧约新约讲到百姓的时候呢，特别指的是犹太人，神的百姓。
The Bible says he is a God-fearing man, and meaning that he comes closer to the God of creation, the God of Jews. And also here it says he always gives generously to those in need. Usually these people are referred to the Jews.
所以也说他常常呢祷告神。
And here it also mentioned that constantly praying to God.
他祷告了几十年，可能天使也没有向他显现。那今天祷告的时候呢，天使就向他显现了，他就害怕。
So he probably prayed for over year, many years, but the angel never appeared to him. But today, this time, the angel appeared.
你要想象一下，你是格列流，也有可能你过去祷告几十年。天使也没现你，但某一天呢，天使向你显现了。
Just imagine that you are this person. You've been praying to God for many years, and you never saw an angel. And today, and you see an angel.
那天使给他讲什么话呢？就是来肯定他所做的事情。
So, the angel was here to confirm, the good things that he had done.
说你的祷告和你的周济打到神面前，一蒙纪念了。
So, your prayers and gifts to the poor have come up as a memorial offering before God.
也就是说，这个人呢，就是他的纪念，他的祷告，他在寻求神。另外呢，他在帮助神的百姓，给予不断的来用爱心的付出。
So this person is been praying to God, and also he's constantly giving to those people in need.
啊，已经蒙了纪念是什么意思呢？就是说，神看到地上这个人在做这些事情呢，神就说：“好，我记住了这个人，我要祝福他。
So what does it mean? When you said memorial offering, meaning that God has recognized the things that this person did, so God is here to bless this person.
”那神要怎么样来祝福他呢？
So how can God bless him?
他就安排了这一个事情，一个巧妙的一个安排，让彼得呢就在祷告的时候呢就看到一个异象。
So God made Peter saw a vision in his when he was in a trance.
那彼得呢，当时肚子饿了，他就想要吃，结果上在屋顶上去祷告。
So Peter was hungry and he went up to the roof to pray.
你想想，他在别人的家里面住着，对不对？这个第九节讲呢，第二天他们行路将近那城，彼得越在五正，彼得越在五正上房顶去祷告，觉得饿了，想要吃，他在房顶上面祷告，那饿了就想要吃，就看到一个异象。
So, here it says that about noon the following day, so Peter went up to the roof to pray, and he became hungry and wanted something to eat.
那我相信我们弟兄姐妹好多时候肚子饿的时候、祷告的时候，看什么异象，看到的食物，彼 得也是一样。
So just imagine, so I imagine that you are hungry and you are praying. What do you see? You see food. So same as Peter.
我在服侍的时候，好多时候会看到异象，但是有时候，如果这个事情，在我眼前发生很长时间了，他看到的异象，我就觉得老是那个东西呢，好像怎么回事呢？
So sometimes I also see visions. Sometimes I see a vision for so long, I will question myself, how come it's the same thing?
我记得有一次我在一天都在拔草，他都一闭上眼睛就看到。拔草，插草，很多草。我说，对，我就怀疑我这个意见是从神来的，还不是从神来的。
So I remember one time I was waiting, sorry, I was pulling the weeds out of my garden. So the whole day I was doing the same thing. So when I close my eyes, I see myself, weeding out the garden again. So I question myself, whether is it a vision from God or is it just something for myself?
不过，弟兄姐妹呢，当你在这些恩赐方面，你有时候，有这些恩赐不确定的时候呢，你也不要，不要觉得怎么样？为什么呢？因为这里彼得他也不明白他看到的异象，是不是写得很清楚？圣经里面说他不懂他看到的异象。
So if you have a gifting like this, and sometimes you don't really have to understand what you see. So same thing as for Peter. So even though when he was seeing the vision, it says he didn't understand. He didn't understand the meaning of it.
你想想呢，这个使徒啊，跟着耶稣那么多，3年多，对不对？最贴身的使徒，耶稣给他一个意向，他很不懂，所以呢，你想想，你不懂很正常。哈利路亚，
So
哈利路
imagine
亚。
this apostle has been following Jesus for 3 years, and is the closest one. And even though even still he doesn't understand his own vision. So how much more could you understand yours? So you don't have to worry if you do not understand.
但是这样一个他不懂的意象呢，带着一个非常重要的根本的一个信息。
But this vision that was not understandable to him actually brings a very significant meaning behind that.
那神要让他一步一步的顺服神的带领，完了让格利流也要顺服神的带领，最后把这个意思，意象的意思就要想明出来。
So God wants him to submit to God, and also at the same time, God needs the submission from Colinius so that God can reveal this great thing.
那这个意象里面讲到一个非常重要的信息呢，就是说神把这个一块布啊从天上垂下来，里面盛一些这种走兽啊、昆虫啊、天上的飞鸟，一些不洁净的东西。走兽和昆虫都是不洁净的，犹太人是不吃的，圣经里面旧约规定他们不能吃的。
So in the vision, a large sheep was let down to the earth, and all sorts of animals, four-footed animals, reptiles, and birds, in the sheet. So in the Jews' culture, they do not eat this kind of food because they are unclean to them.
所以你想想，他看到这样一个异象的时候呢，你想想，他是很大的一个震动。他说：“什么？我从来不吃这些东西，是不是刚才肚子饿了？这个家庭主妇做饭又太慢了，我就看到这些虫子都想吃，他自己都觉得奇怪。但是呢，他知道是从神来的异象，他就问神说：‘这个不能吃的。’”
So he was asking God, so why do I see these things? These things are unclean. Is it because I was hungry and the meal wasn't ready so that I saw all these animals, so I need to, I don't he doesn't know whether it's he doesn't understand, but he know the vision was from God.
如果是我的话，我可能从房上祷告一阵子，再爬下去偷偷的看一下有没有房做好，再上来再祷告，或者去催一下。如果熟悉的话，如果是安娜做房子，安娜房做好了没有？如果是别人的话，我不熟悉，我也不敢讲，上来继续祷告。
So if I'm him, I will probably, pray for a while and then go down to check if the meal is ready. If not, then I will just go up and pray. If it is Anna, if someone who I'm close with is cooking, then I will ask, okay, can you do it faster? But if someone, if I'm not, if that person is not someone that I'm familiar with, I will probably just wait.
那这个意象呢，一连三次从天上下来，他也非常清楚，这是神给他，就是让他吃这个不洁净的动物。
So this vision came for two to three times. So he knew, this vision is from God, and God is telling him to eat the uncleaned, food.
那这个意思呢，他不太清楚，他只知道神说三次给他讲。神所洁净的，你不可当作俗。
So all he knew is that God has telling him that. Do not call anything impure that God has made clean.
Do not call anything impure. Yeah，就是unclean。他不懂啊，不懂，他就是疑惑的时候呢，那有人就来请他去哥利流的家里。
So he didn't understand, but then someone came from the Colinius family.
那，因为他知道是圣灵一直带领他来到这个外邦人的家里面，他们犹太人呢跟外邦人是不来往的，但是呢，今天神带领他来了。
So, the Jews and the Gentile usually do not associate with each other, but today God has brought the Gentile to Peter, to him.
当彼得进了这个哥利流的家的时候呢，顺着圣灵的带领，顺着这个哥利流所讲的天使怎么样来带领他呢？他就知道是天使圣要让他来这个外邦人的家里。
So when he went to Colinius' family, and when Colinius was explaining to him what he saw in his vision, then Peter was able to understand that the Lord has leading him to the Gentiles.
所以在28节，他就讲呢，他突然明白这个意象的意思。所以他说：“哦，你们知道犹太人和别国的人亲近往来本是不合理的，但神已经指示我，无论什么人都不可看作所而不洁净的。
So here in verse 20a, he was finally understood the meaning of the vision, and he said, "You are well aware that it is against our law for the Jew to associate with a Gentile or visit him, but God has shown me that I should not call any man impure or unclean."
那他这个解释意象的方法，你同意不同意？
So, do you agree with the way that he explained his vision?
所以有时候我们看到一些意象呢，神会把一个解释放在这个灵修的人心里面，或者别人清清楚楚的他知道，但是别人觉得很奇怪。那这个这些昆虫和走兽要彼得吃，跟他要来到外邦人家里有什么关系？
So sometimes when God give a vision to a man, that person will understand directly from God what the meaning of the vision is. So, for Peter to receive the vision to eat the unclean food from God, so how does it associate with him being coming to the house of Gentiles?
所以，好多我们过去读神学的时候，神学家到这个地方，彼得解释的时候，就说就没话讲。因为他不合逻辑，所以神学家的头衔，神学家要头衔。
So if Peter was able to explain to the scholars of the scripture, so they will probably they probably think it's not in like in a right logic, so they probably do not understand that.
就说。长话短说呢，这个信息呢，就是告诉他，神把外邦人已经洁净了，你不可把他们当做俗的。
So basically, the vision is telling him that, God has already cleaned, the Gentile. You cannot treat them as unclean.
这个圣和俗呢，在圣经里面是这个意思。圣就是分别归给神的，俗呢就是世界上的。
So to be holy is to set apart from the world, and before and then set apart from the world and present it to God. And those who are unclean, meaning that they belong to the world.
当然，从这个道德和礼仪上来讲呢，和人的生命的上就说，属神的他就是洁净的，是完整的；不属神的，就是俗的，就是肮，就是污秽的。
Oh, so to be so with so if you set yourself to the Lord, then you are called holy. So if you away from the Lord, meaning that you are defiled. 是这样子吗
是的，
？OK。
所以呢，就说这里讲呢，他说神把这些东西都洁净了，就是旧约里面看为不洁净的东西呢，神现在已经洁净了。
So here says that Lord already called the impure clean. So God has already cleansed the impure.
那彼得可能在想，难道？那彼得不是一个神学家，他是个渔夫了。神学家就会想：难道旧约里面的这些律法都不算数了吗？
So Peter, of course, he's a fisherman. He's not a scholar. So he may ask the Lord that so does it mean all the things that are written in the Old Testament doesn't count anymore?
那些道德律法那些东西都不算数了吗？
All these laws and instructions, so does it mean that they don't count anymore?
不是说不算数，而是说神呢做了一个伟大的工作，就是让耶稣付上了一切的代价，来这个付上了罪的代价，成为咒诅，把那些咒诅都担当了。
It's not that the laws doesn't count anymore. It's that God has did a miraculous things by sacrificing His own Son Jesus Christ on the cross to redeem us from our sins.
所以他就说，他就洁净了，把这些洁净了，不是不算数了，而是他洁净了。
So is it? It doesn't mean it doesn't count. It just that it means that He has cleansed them all.
他说已经洁净了。
He said, "It is already been done. It's already been cleansed."
原文用的这个洁净是用的过去式。
So in the original text, the cleanse was in the past tense.
就说已经做成了，已经做了。
So it is already finished. It's already done.
就说外邦人今天呢，我已经洁净了。
So the Gentiles are cleaned.
我已经洁净了以后呢，你不能把它当做俗，你不能把它当做不干净的。
So if I have already cleansed them, you cannot treat them as unclean.
这个"当作俗物"这个词呢，原来用一个词呢，它就是说你不能让它成为不洁净，或者说你不能看为不洁净，或者说你不能搞它成为不洁净。
Here the meaning of impure meaning that you cannot treat it as impure, or you cannot continue to keep it as impure.
Make it unclean。
Make it unclean.
就说这个洁净，圣所洁净的呢，是也是有两个意思，一个就是我把它洁净了，另一个呢，我宣告它洁净。
So cleansed here is also meaning I have already cleansed it, and I proclaim that it is clean.
那这个俗呢，当做俗呢，也是你视它成为俗，或者你宣告它成为俗，看作俗。
So the impure also meaning that you think it is as impure, or you proclaim it as impure.
因为在神来说，话语非常重要。神是用话语创造天地， 所以说他宣告洁净就洁净。
So because God created everything by using his words, so words are very important so that you do not proclaim it. I mean he works by proclaiming it.
你的思想很重要，你的话语很。
So what you're saying and also the words from your mouth are very significant, very important.
对人也是一样，你怎么想、怎么说是非常重要。
So the same way as you treat people, so how you think, how you talk is very important.
在你怎么做之前呢，你怎么想、怎么说，对神来说是非常重要。
So before your actions, how you think and how you talk is very important for God.
所以神就说：“外邦人是我一进接近了的，你不能把他当做俗的，你不能认为他是没有洁净的。
So God said, "I have already cleansed the Gentile. You cannot call them unclean."
”那彼得当然就是顺服这个意向呢。第一个，他刚欲跟外邦人亲近了，过去是不亲近的。
So Peter was submitting to the vision that he saw. So before he never associated himself with any Gentiles. Now he went to this person's house.
后来，神又继续的来显明这个意象的一个正义。接着，他讲道呢，发生了一件奇迹。
So God continued to reveal the vision to him. So he gave a message, and through that message, God did a miracle.
那彼得就讲道，哦，神不偏待人啊，讲了一系列的道，说耶稣啊，怎么样，怎么样。他没讲完呢，圣灵就降在听道的人的身上。
So Peter was saying, "Oh, God do not show any favoritism." So, and he also talked about Jesus Christ. So even before he was finishing his speech, God sent down the Holy Spirit.
那这个东西对彼得来说非常的惊奇，为什么惊奇呢？一般来说，人都是听到了，认罪了，受洗了，完了以后圣灵按手祷告，圣灵就充满。这个他什么也没做，刚讲到一半，他就圣灵就充满这些人。
So it's a shock to Peter because usually they will have a they will share the message and also people will repent from their sins and then they pray and then the Holy Spirit will come. But here, even before he was finishing, even before he finished his message, God has already sent down the Holy Spirit to be upon these people.
其实呢，不是他在讲道结束之前，而是讲道刚刚开始1分钟，最多2分钟，圣灵就降下来。
So it is also not by the end of his speech. He was probably just started speaking for about a couple minutes, and then the Holy Spirit came.
你看他真正讲道呢，是从几节讲到几节呢？从这个34节讲到44节。34节讲到44节，说了10句话。
这一章有34吗？OK，有
不 是三十四节，他开始讲道。
So he was only started to speak in verse 34. And he ends around verse 43. So
就是9句话，讲了9句话。
he only talked about maybe nine sentences.
所以今天讲到的话，你如果读的话，就不到2分钟。
So if you read it, it's just less than 2 minutes.
所以你知道吗？现在讲到呢，牧师讲的实在太长了，太长太长。
So you know that right now, usually pass the talk for too long.
所以我们牧师都要悔改。
So all the pastors need to repent.
讲到不到两分钟，圣灵就降下来。
So in less than 2 minutes, the Holy Spirit came.
那最后他就说，这些人已经被圣灵充满了，对不对？我们谁能阻止他们给他施洗呢？用水施洗呢？就把他们全抛到水里面洗了。
So that's why Peter said, how can we keep these people from getting baptized? Because they already received the Holy Spirit just as we are.
那就说这件事情呢，在11章的时候，他回到耶路撒冷去呢，有人就说你不应该去拜帮人的家，因为你是那些人是没有受过割礼的，就质问彼得。
In the following chapter, when Peter returned, some apostle was criticizing him, saying that he shouldn't go to the houses of the Gentiles because they are defiled.
那但是呢，彼得就把这个故事重复了一遍呢。最后他说：“神既然给他们赐，像在我们信主的时候一样，谁能阻挡神呢？谁能阻挡神呢？神把圣灵都赐给他吗？我能阻挡他吗？”
So, Peter explained his vision to these people, and also he said, if God gave them the same gift as he gave to us, so who was I to think that I could oppose God?
那因为当时的这些信徒啊，在耶路撒冷的信徒啊，包括很多的使徒，都觉得应该受割礼，应该遵从律法，才能够得到主的生命。但是彼得讲完这个时候，大家就不讲话了，说原来知道神呢是借着耶稣把这个恩赐呢赐给外邦人，叫他们得生命了，悔改得生命。
And so back then in Jerusalem, the believers, they thought that you have to be baptized and also have the circumcised in order to be saved. So but when they hear it from Peter, they knew that it was by Jesus Christ that we were be able to we were saved.
那今天呢，我们从这个故事里面要看到一个非常重要而且简单的信息，就是说，神所洁净的，你不可当作俗目。神已经洁净了，在十字架上已经把这个洁净的大功、救赎的大功完成了。我们不能把我们看见的人再当作俗物，不洁净的。
So the message today is that we cannot call anything impure that when God has already called it clean. So
也就是说，今天当我们看到这些不信主的人的时候，你不能说他是不洁净的，你不要看他为不洁净。
when you see those people who do not believe in God, you cannot see them as unclean.
今天你看到我们弟兄姐妹中间有些人行为可能你觉得他不太怎么样，很软弱的时候呢，你不能把他看作不洁净的。
So if you see your brothers and sisters, maybe they are still weak, have their weaknesses, you cannot treat them as unclean.
那我这回讲到的时候，好多弟兄姐妹在想说，这个是不是有点过头了？没关系。
So when I talk about this, you may have doubt in your mind that, like questioning what I said, but it's okay.
因为耶路撒冷的使徒也有过同样的这个疑惑的时候。
Because the apostles in Jerusalem have the same questions.
那所以呢，就说你今天如果疑惑我讲的这个信息，这不是我的信息，圣经，你跟早期的师傅差不多。
So if you have doubts, when you hear the message today, so it's not my message, it's in the Bible. So if you have doubts, you are very similar to those apostles, the believers in those days.
或者说，你也可以做使徒了。
Or in other words, you can become apostles.
因为我们要看我们自己，看我们这都是用神的眼光来看。
Because we need to see things through the eyes of God.
今天我们有这样的思想，我们有信心软弱，我们好多时候有很多这样那样的思想，对神来说是怎么讲呢？早已洁净了。
So today we have all different kind of thinkings, perspectives, but to God it's all been cleaned.
所以呢，你不可把它当做俗物。
So you cannot treat it as unclean.
所以你今天如果怀疑这个信息的话，我也不会把你当俗物， 也不要把自己当俗。
So if you question this message today, so please do not think it as unclean, and I will not think you as unclean.
因为绳呢，就是当它做成的时候，下面要把这个东西真的要张示出来。这个张示是我们一生里面要进入耶稣的恩典。
So when God has already did this, He will continue to enlarge or review it, or building it among us. So it's a continuous work in our faith.
所以有的人呢，很快就信了，还要做啊。
So a lot of people they will immediately believe and start to work.
神迹其实就随着他，祝福也随着他。
Some signs and miracles and also blessings will follow him.
那有的人呢，头脑的信了，行动上跟不上，神
So
继续的工作。
for some people that even though they understand it with their mind, but they do not receive it in their spirit, so God will continue to work.
有的人，所以我们今天为什么向外邦人宣讲，就是说这些人呢，他们既没有信，也没有在做，但是呢，我们要宣讲这样一个信息，什么信息呢？就是神已经洁净了。
So even though the Gentiles have not done anything, but we have to proclaim this message that God has already did it.
我们今天所讲的这个福音就是好消息，好消息就是告诉他们，你的罪已经还清了。
So our faith is the good news. So the good news is that all your debts, all your transgressions have been forgiven.
那我们今天传福音，就是传这样一个消息，就是耶稣已经为你死了，你的罪债已经付清了，你要得生命。其实你已经神把生命给你了，但是你要还是不要？
So this is our good news today. So God has already pay off all your debts and transgressions. So He is already giving you a new life. So it is by your choice whether to have it or not.
如果我们翻开这个约翰福音19章30节，那里看到耶稣在十字架上说呢，成了，成了。
So if you turn to the book of John chapter 19. So when Jesus was on the cross, he said, it's already been done. It's done.
The finished，就是我已经成了，这个就是成就了救赎的大功，已经成了。
So it is finished, meaning that he has already done the work.
那我们多少人，就是我们需要从心底里面来相信，已经成了。
So, how many of us need to truly grasp it from our hearts that it is already finished?
那所以今天呢，我们宣讲的信息就是说，神已经赦免了你的罪。
So that's why our message to proclaim is to tell people that God has already forgive all your sins.
罪的工价就是死，那个罪的这个死亡的这个根呢，给你去掉了，你要得到生命了。
So the wage of sin is death, but the root of the roots for that caused your death has already been removed. So all you need is to receive the life.
所以对方就是只要相信就能得着。
So as long as the person who listening to the message receives it, he will gain the new life.
所以今天我们为什么讲这次是小学一年级的呢？我们当初信主就是这么简单，信了，喜乐就充满我。就高高兴兴去创建这个福音。
That's why I said this is the basic principles, the great one, principles of our faith. That as long as you believe, and all the sins will be removed from you.
但是，当我们这个信主时间长，在教会里面泡的时间长了，我们有很多的思想会出来，就是说，哎，这个人他认罪了没有啊？他认罪了没有？他是不是也赦免了？还没有认罪呀。
So, but as you stay in the church for a longer period, then you start to have a very complicated mindset. So you will ask questions. Oh, did this person confess his sins? Did he came to the Lord?
其实这个问题呢，我可以用一个比例来讲，就是说一个真心的人呢， 他必然会认罪。
So let me put it this way. So if a person who truly believes, he will confess his sins.
那所以，我们呢，就说，最主要的是要让他信。那认罪不认罪是他跟神的关系，神也必然会让他认罪。
So our job is to help him to come to believe in God. So after he believe in God, he will confess his sins with is between him and God. So God will also help him to confess his sins.
那就像一个人，就是说他一个大公司的老板，赦免他所有的这个欠他债的这个债，这些叫什么欠债的人，说我全部都赦免了啊，你们的债我一个都不追究了。那这些被赦免的人，他会怎么做呢？
So, for example, if this businessman came to all his debtors, telling them that all of your debts are being forgiven, so you no longer owe me anything. So, what do you think the debtors would think?
那他这个欠他债的人呢？他会把他的这个账本，就是原来欠的那个月或者账本藏起来呢，还是拿来说？哎，我，都拿来说，你赶紧签个字，我赶紧告诉我已经赦免了。都那个主人就说，哎，这个 business 人说，你都拿来，我给你划掉，一笔勾销。那些人会把账本藏起来呢，还是拿来？
But if the businessman is going to tell those debtors that all your debts are being forgiven, so you no longer owe me anything, do you think those debtors will come and bring all the contracts, all the debts that he owned to the person so that to sign it off? Or do you think he will actually go and hide those debts somewhere else? What do you think the person will do, the debtors will do?
那事实上呢，如果这个生意人说我要把你的所有的一笔勾销，那些人赶紧会拿来让他一笔勾销，他不会
So,
藏起来。
if the businessman said, "I'm going to sign it off so that you don't owe me anything," of course they will come, bring all the contracts to this person so that he can sign it off.
那有的人可能一个很详细的账本拿来说。哦，我这个欠你的，这个账勾掉，勾掉，勾掉，好好，全勾掉，全勾掉。
So a person would come with a very detailed, debts. So he will come like, "Oh, please write this off. Please write that off. Like write all the debts off."
那另外一个人呢，说的，我不知道我欠你多少，好，另外的想不起来了，怎么办？说全勾掉，我给你写张纸，就说。记不起来的也勾掉，记起来的也勾掉。
So if a person say, "Okay, I don't actually remember how much I own you. I own you this much, and I probably own you that much." So the person will say, "Don't worry about it. I will just give you a note saying that you don't owe me anything."
所以这些事情呢，就是说是当一个人真信主的时候呢，圣灵会必然，这个带领他去跟神有一个面对面的一个这样一个也交代。
So if you truly believe, put your trust in the Lord, so the Holy Spirit will guide you so that you will confess all your sins before the Lord.
那有的人呢，他的嘴里面搞不清楚，他搞不清楚，就是说他有什么罪，他也嘴里面没有去认罪，但是他心理上一直在改变。
So for some other people, maybe he did not confess it through the words of his mouth, so he probably didn't know, like maybe if he sinned some way, he sinned against God. But his inner self is constantly changing.
啊，所以这是真正的悔改，真正的认罪。
So that is the true repentance.
所以这次，这个认罪呢，是在人认识主之后呢，他必然会要做的一个事情。
So confessing your sins is something that you will do after you came to believe God.
那当我们看到弟兄姐妹的罪或者不信主人的罪等这个东西呢？我们不要太担心，为什么？因为神真的是大能的神。
So if you see the sins of your brothers and sisters, please do not worry too much.
所以这个也是我们要在信心里面来增长，就是我们要传讲的信息是这个 good news，不是他的罪会怎么样，他的罪圣经上讲的，不幸的人罪早就定了，不用我们再去定。
So it is our job to preach the good news. It's not our job to worry about whether he confess or not about his sins. So in the Bible says, those who do not believe they are already being condemned.
那不需要我们再去定他的罪。
So we do not take that part to condemn those people because their sins are already being condemned.
那我们再看一个例子，就是说，当我们真正信的时候呢，简单的这样一个信心，知道我们的罪洁净，知道这个神已经就是爱我的时候呢，很多的事情就要发生。
So we are going to look at another example to see when we truly believe in God that God has forgive our sins and
我们看看《路加福音》第八章43到48节。
So we will turn to book of Luke
Chapter Eight,
chapter eight
forty-three
or forty, yeah, verse 43 to 48.
那我们一起来读，你有英文的，你自己来读，是一个简单的故事。
So we will read together. If you read in English, you can read on your own. It's a very simple story.
有一个女人患了12年的血漏，在医生手里花尽了她一切养生的，并没有一人能医好她。她来到耶稣的背后，摸他的衣裳髓子，血漏立刻就止住了。耶稣说：“摸我的是谁？”众人都不承认。彼得和同行的人都说：“夫子。”众人拥拥挤挤，紧靠着你。你还问摸我的是谁吗？耶稣说：“总有人摸我，因为我觉得有能力从我身上出去。”那女人知道不能隐藏，就战战兢兢地来，匍匐在耶稣脚前，把摸他的缘故和怎样立刻得好了，当着众人都说出来。耶稣对她说：“女儿，你的信救了你，平平安安的去吧。”那这里呢，讲到一个患血漏的妇人呢，她跟着耶稣呢，就摸他的衣裳穗子呢，血漏立刻就止住了。
So here is a woman who was subject to bleeding. So he was following Jesus and touched the edge of his cloak, and immediately her bleeding stopped.
那这个讲到的故事呢，讲到就说，这个人的这个信心呢，他因着他信。他就会去伸出手来去摸它。
So because of her faith, because she believed, so she was touching the edge of his cloak. He was
当他摸
reached.
它的时候呢，生的能力就立刻流出了。
So when she touched his cloak, the power from God flowed out to her.
这是连耶稣都知道不知道的情，还不知道的情况下，能力就流出来。流出来以后，耶稣才知道。
So Jesus was not even aware of this. Only when the power went out from him, then he knew that the power went out.
那这就是当一个人的信心，一个真信的人，他做一件事情，就是真的敞开心来接受，reach out，用手去触摸耶稣的时候呢，这件事情就发生了。
So when this person truly believes in God, so she reached out her hands, and the power flowed to her.
这就是一个简单的信心，简单的相信，神是爱他的，简单的相信，耶稣会医治他。
So it's a very simple faith that believing God who love her, and believing in Jesus who can heal her.
那事实上呢，当时啊，就是患血漏的妇人呢，是被认为是不洁净的。
So indeed, those people who are subject to bleeding, those women were called unclean.
在旧约里面呢，讲到别人是不要跟他随便去接触的。
So in the Old Testament, people should not associate with this kind of sickness.
你最近我们教会读到利未记，你就知道呢，跟。一个不洁净的人接近接触呢，你会变为不洁净，这是律法里面讲的。
So right now we are on the Book of Levites. So if you read Book of Levites, you will know that if you associate with yourself with an unclean person, you became unclean as well.
他们也会，人家会告诉他，你不洁净，你不要随便跟人接触，你会让他们不洁。所以这些人呢，是躲着人群的。
So people will also tell them that, oh, please do not associate with other people because you are unclean and you will make other people unclean. So they are always, hiding from other people.
这个女人呢，她把她的不洁净已经忘却了，她看到的是耶稣的能力，看到的是耶稣的爱。
So this woman, he has already forgotten about his uncleanness. All she saw was Jesus and the power from Jesus.
就说她把她自己的这些所谓的这些东西啊，都放下。我们来到主的跟前，也不要老想自己有多大的罪啊，配不配啊这些东西，就是要来到主的跟前。
She laid down all her own problems. So same way when we came before the Lord today, just lay down all your own problems, your sins. Just lay it before the Lord.
这里呢，耶稣用了一个特别的词来称为她，叫做“女儿”，你的信救了你。
So here, Jesus said, daughter, your sin has been forgiven.
因为，我这里要讲一点点律法的事情。因为一个人跟一个不洁净的人接触呢，他会变为不洁净；但是呢，他可以跟他的亲人接触，比如说他的亲人死了的尸体呢，他可以去处理。但是别人沾染尸体就不洁净，但是亲人可以，他就说我是你的亲人，他叫他女儿。所以呢，从耶稣来是要完成一切的律法，所以呢，他不是要来破坏律法，明白这个意思？所以他称他为女儿。
So I need to explain a little bit more about the laws. So in the Old Testament, so the person who is unclean, he cannot associate he or himself with other people. But however, those who are close, the family members, relatives can be associated with her. So for example, if someone died in your family, you can go and actually touch the dead body. You will not be called unclean. However, if a person that's not outside of the family touch the dead body, you will be unclean. Therefore, that's why Jesus came here today to fulfill all the laws in the Old Testament by saying, by calling her daughter, because by calling her daughter, meaning that she is his family. So the laws were filled.
就说耶稣并没有做律法禁止他做的事情，因为这是他的女儿。
So Jesus did not did anything outside of the law because by calling her daughter.
那对于神来讲，我们本来就是他的儿女，他并没有说错话。
So of course we are children of God. So he did not call he did not call her daughter by mistake.
这是一个非常令人感动的故事，就是说，也是我们信心的最根本的一个，也回到我们最根本的信心的一个简单的一加一。
So it's a very heartwarming story and also goes to the basic 101 of our faith.
所以，我们今天来到神的面前呢，我们再次的要让我们的信心变得当纯。
So now we come before the Lord today, and once again we ask the Lord to help our faith to become like simple.
当我们相信的时候，也是这样简单的相信，就说神已经洁净，我不认为我是不洁净。
So when we come before the Lord, we will be simple as that when God call me clean, I will not call myself impure.
但是呢，撒旦要做一件事情，让你把自己的眼睛钉在你的罪，钉在别人的罪。
But Satan is here to do his work by helping you believe that you are impure and also pointing finger to other people saying that person is impure.
这就是撒旦最初的工作，他是撒谎之父，是一个
But,
控告者。
so that's his work, his scheme, so by he's the father of all lies.
那当你今天听了这个信息，你好像是在想来想去，想来想去，想罪不罪的问题的时候呢，你要从那里面出来，你要严谨盯着主的救恩。
So if you heard this message and you're still struggling with thinking about sins and transgressions and stuff like that, you have to get out of that mindset and put your mind to the Lord.
所以今天我们的信息就是这样，就是简单的来到主的面前，相信他的赦免。
So this is our message today. Just simply come before the Lord.
我在我自己生活里面一个例子做解说，我曾经呢就说借贷一个朋友一些钱，在我结婚之前借给他一些钱，后来呢他还不起。
So I want to give you an example before I end. So I have a friend before I was married. So he owed me some money and he wasn't able to pay me back.
我要用这个例子呢来讲，就说我们信，我们生命就改变。
So I want to give you this example that telling you that if by believing, your life will be changed.
他欠我一些债呢，即使也不多，我就是八九百块钱，但是呢，一直后来我们就他去了哪里我也不知道。后来我们在温哥华偶然的机会相遇。
So this is my story. So he owed me, this person owed me some money, not a lot of money, maybe $800 or $900. So after that, we lost in touch. So and anyhow, we met again in Vancouver.
当我看到他之后，那时候我已经结婚了，我很有感触。回家我就告诉我的太太说，他曾经欠我一笔钱，他的生活比较困难，我想完全免掉就好。
So I saw him and I come back home and told my wife that okay, this person owed me some money, but because he's struggling with his struggling with finance, so I want to forgive all of this his debts.
那我太太呢，讲就没有问题，就是就是赦免了，免掉了。
And my wife agreed, say okay, it's okay, we will not we will forgive all these debts.
讲了这个话，后来我就想跟他联系的时候呢，就联系不到，他躲着我。
So when we made this decision, I was trying to get in touch with him, but I can't. He was always hiding away from me.
那这件事情从赦免的角度来讲，债呢已经免了，彻底免了。
So from the perspective, from the creditors, I mean the yeah, from me that I have already forgive all this money.
但是从因着他对我的看法，这个信心不在哪里呢？他没有办法来接受这样一个赦免。
But for him, because his own perspective, he was not able to accept this.
所以这个债呢，他就会一直在他的心理上。
So this money will be always in his mind.
而且会阻碍他和我的关系。
And it will also hinders our relationship.
其实从我的角度，我非常的怎么讲呢？在我年轻的时候，跟他在一起追求主啊，其实我们关系蛮好的。
So from my perspective, we were young and we were pursuing a Lord and we had a good relationship back then.
我觉着我们是朋友，
I felt that we were friends.
但是从他的角度呢，就是我现在还在为他祷告，各种事情祷告，希望是他真正神的祝福大大的领导他。
So I'm still praying for him. So I'm praying that God's grace, blessing will be upon him.
他对我这个债务的事情呢，只需要简单的来接受，跟我接触，听我一句话就可以了。
So the only thing he needs to do is to just come to me and listen to me. That's all he needs to do.
就像这个血漏的妇人一样，她唯一要做的就是她来到耶稣的跟前，她相信他，伸出手去。
Just like the woman who is subject to bleeding, all she needed to do is to come to the Lord and touch him.
所以我们来做一个祷告，让神来提升我们这样一个信心。
So let's pray so that God can help us with our faith.
主啊，是的，主，谢谢你今天的话语说，神所洁净的，我们不能看为俗。
Lord, we thank you that your words is true, and you said that we cannot treat those as impure when you call them clean.
主啊，今天你在十字架上已经完成了救赎的大功，对着全世界的人完成了。
Lord, you has already done the salvation on the cross for the whole world.
我们要带着这样一个信息去告诉我们周围的人，你的罪债已经赦免了，圣把永生已经赐给你了。
We will bring this message to people around us that you, all your sins have been forgiven.
神的祝福已经来临了。
God's blessing has already came.
主啊，是的，主，你再次来，让我们一个当重的信心建立在你的话语上。
Lord, give us this simple faith that is built on your foundation.
主啊，你也来赦免我们，我们好多复杂的思想，好多复杂的不是从神来的东西，你都来洁净。
Lord, forgive us for all our complicated, you know, like those who are not from the principles.Lord, please help us help us with this mindset.
包括我们这些不洁的思想，你已经说已经洁净了，哈利路亚。
Including those of our mindset that you are called it cleansed.
在你来说，这些东西早已做成了。
So to you, all these things have already been done and finished.
主，我们相信，相信，相信。
Lord, we believe, we believe, we believe.
相信你的祝福要大大的临到所有信的人。
We believe that your blessing will come to those who truly believe in you.
今天我们在座的人都是有福的。今天星期天早上，好多人在外面做其他的事情。我们为什么来到教会敬拜？是因为我们要触摸你。
So nowadays, many people will choose to do other stuff on a Sunday morning, but we choose to come before you because we believe in you, Lord.
我们就像那血漏的妇人一样，我们就是要摸你。
We are just like the woman who is subject to bleeding. We are here just to wants to touch you.
摸你的，你就不管他别人认为洁净不洁净，你摸你的，你就说，儿子女儿，你已经洁净了。
So we don't care about what other people think of us, calling us impure or what. As long as we come before you and touch you, and you will call us sons and daughters, your sins have been forgiven.
主啊，谢谢你，谢谢你，谢谢。
Lord, thank you. Lord, we thank you.
主啊，是的，你的圣灵大大的要浇灌在我们的心里。
May your Holy Spirit come down and pour into our hearts.
让我们也相信这些瘟疫这些东西在我们身上早已没有权柄。
And help us so that we believe that all the plagues and all the disease will have no authority over us.
但是主也谢谢你，你接纳我们，我们人的信心有大小，有大有小，你完全的接纳我们。
Lord, we also thank you that even though our faith might be big or maybe we only have small faith, but still you accept all of us.
圣经上讲，你是信心的创始成终者，你开始的工作必能完成。
In the Bible, it says you are the author and finisher of our faith, and what you have started, you will finish.
主啊，我们再次的相信，我们所受的一切的苦，一切的挣扎。都是在你的手里面，万事效力叫爱神的人要得益处。
And we also believe that all our struggles, all our sufferings, and everything will work for the good of those who love you.
主啊，你唯一一个目的就是一进祝福了我们，要大大的倾倒在我们的身上。
Your purpose is to bless us so that you can pour down your blessings over us.
主啊，是的，主，让我们也带着这一个简单的信息走到外面去，让人知道他们的罪已经洁净了。
And help us with this simple message so that we can walk out and tell other people that their sins have already been forgiven.
不是凭着我们眼睛所见，而是凭着你的话语所见。
not by our eyes for what we see, but by your words and everything that you have said.
你说你的真理就要让得自由，哈利路亚。
You said the truth will set us free.
神的灵在哪里，哪里就要得自由。
Where the spirit is, where the freedom is.
主啊，是的，我们再次的宣告你的话语，你的话语出去，仍旧自由。
Once again, we proclaim your words. When your words are there, your freedom is there.
主啊，从今天开始，再次把这一个简单的信息放在我们的里面，要告诉周围所有的人这个好消息。
Start from today, give us the simple message that we can go out and tell people that their sins have already been forgiven.
Hallelujah, 我们感谢你赞美。
Hallelujah, we praise you, we thank you.
奉主耶稣的名。
In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
Amen.